I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Leo Frank went on trial for his life on this day in 1913. Frank, a New York Jew, was manager of the National Pencil Factory in Atlanta, accused of raping and murdering 13-year-old employee Mary Fagan. He was the last person to acknowledge having seen Fagan alive, and police arrested him despite strong evidence against Jim Conley, a black employee. Frank's trial at the Fulton County Courthouse was highly publicized and sensationalized. Despite Conley's contradicting himself repeatedly in affidavits explaining how he'd helped Frank dispose of Fagan's body, Frank's lawyers could not shake his testimony in court. After 25 days, the jury convicted Frank despite no physical evidence tying him to the crime. Crowds in the courtroom and the street cheered the verdict and Victoria's prosecutor, Hugh Dorsey. Critics in the national press charged anti-Semitism. Frank would spend the next 2 years seeking a new trial before a mob lynched him in Marietta. One of Georgia's most notorious trials began on July 28, 1913, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.